You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Shanna, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
Are you a Shanna, a Shauna? Are you a Shanana? What do you go by?
I'm a Shanna. Shanna Banana.
Every Fair time, enough. Right? Every time.
Every time.
Every
yes.
time.
Where are you from originally, Shanna?
Montana. Shanna Banana from Montana.
Of course.
Shanna Montana.
It had to be. Yeah. It had to be Montana.
Shanna Montana is fantastic. Oh, boy, I tell you what, Flathead Lake and Glacier National Park, two of my favorite vacation destinations I've ever gone to. Beautiful.
Wow.
Yes, they are.
Although I will also say the worst swarms of mosquitoes I've ever encountered in my life were at Glacier National Park. So thick, you couldn't see through them.
That sounds horrific.
It was so bad.
Bring a badminton bat with
you? Shanna, is it like that all the time, or was I just there on a bad day?
Yes. Yep, you need to buy the cortisone in bulk.
Yeah,
it was
horrible.
I remember this. We sat in the car, and we sat in the car, and where our place where we were staying, I don't know if it was like a bed and breakfast or something like that. We're in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. And we sat in the car with the windows rolled up and looking out at them, we're like, we've got to open the doors and go out into that and try to run and make it.
Like
to the
waving your arms around.
And yes. And the second you open the doors of the car, there's like 300 of
They're
them
all
in.
Human.
I'm not selling Montana too well.
I never want to go to Montana.
But it was beautiful. Beautiful. Let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Listen, Broncos are in training camp right now. They're getting ready to start their season. I guess they have their first preseason game in like a week. Is that right? Something like that?
Don't ask me.
Shanna, in 10 seconds, past or present, we need 5 Broncos quarterbacks. Ready and go.
John Elway, Peyton Manning, shoot, I don't know sports that well. Shannon Sharp.
That's a good guess.
That's like
he was
me
actually
playing.
A tight end, but
that would have been me playing. Carl Mecklenburg.
Jake the Snake was one.
That's right.
Oh yes.
Oh, oh wow. Brian Greasy was a quarterback.
Right.
Shanna, we enjoyed talking to you. Thank you for listening and thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye bye. Was that somebody laughing at her?
I think so.
Here's a Jeremy on the phone. Hi, Jeremy. Welcome.
How you doing, bud?
We're good, bro.
Good, man.
Did your mom call you Jer Bear?
No, Jeremiah.
Oh, my mom calls me Jer Bear.
I have a variety of flavors that I call Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them only off here.
Yep, you can't say a few of them.
Like Baskin Robbins.
Like Baskin Robbins, 31 different names.
Yep.
Yeah. Gotcha.
What are you doing right now, Jer? Jer Bear?
What do you say?
Yeah. What are you doing right now?
Getting stoned.
I'm getting ready to pull into the office.
Are you? What do you do?
Insurance.
Really? I don't know. I don't know if I'd trust you with some of my paperwork. I got a vibe. I got a feeling.
I could take care of it.
Yeah, bro.
What do you drive, Jeremy?
I drive a 2017 F-150.
I was just about to say, you sound like a pickup guy.
No.
That's why I asked.
Why would you do that?
Did he not?
I don't. I drive an F-150. I don't sound like this.
He drives the F. Yes.
So do I. I don't sound like that.
No, but he does, and he did.
I'm not from here, though.
Well, we gathered that.
Where are you from?
He's from Texas.
Alabama.
Alabama.
Here's what I'll tell you about Alabama.
Oh, boy. Mosquitoes.
No, Gretchen and I were driving through not that long ago, just about a year ago. We drove through Alabama. And the northern part of that state, I'm sorry, was beautiful.
Gets a bad rap, doesn't it?
It was really cool with the lakes, and it was just nice. And Alabama has got beaches that people don't know about, right? They call it the Redneck Riviera. Am I right, Jeremy?
True story.
Yeah, the Redneck Riviera. It's got some white sandy beaches that are really
beautiful.
Cool. People don't know about them. Yeah. What brought you to Colorado?
My wife works out here in Boulder.
Okay. Are you glad you moved to Colorado?
Yeah, I enjoy it.
Yeah, he's fine, Dom.
He can sell insurance anywhere, though.
What are you doing this weekend, buddy?
This weekend, I am in the Boulder County Parade this weekend.
You're in a parade?
Yep.
You want to hear
for
my
your insurance office?
You want to hear my stance on parades?
No, I'm running for city council in Longmont.
What?
I was going to talk about parades too, but now I'm going to shift over.
I know.
You're running for city councilman?
Yes.
Is that because that's where the best graft and under the table money is?
Looking for a little something, huh?
No, it's not. I just I like to be a voice for people.
Huh. What's your platform? What are you standing for?
Small businesses.
I can salute that.
Absolutely.
Thank you for that.
That's good.
You got my vote, Jeremy.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Even if you live in Longmont.
I'll move there just to vote for you.
I appreciate it, bud.
Yeah.
You got this.
Jeremy, any other questions for this, Jeremy?
No, I'd like to play the game now.
What's the matter? Are you uncomfortable?
No, I'm fine.
Are you bored?
Why would you say I'm uncomfortable?
I don't know. You're like, I want to play the game.
It's time.
Well, I called in yesterday, and then I guess I didn't get in a queue. I just sat on hold for an hour.
You were the guy that was on hold for, like, the longest time. I remember that.
Yeah,
even when the game was done, we looked over and we're like, this guy's still on hold.
Huh.
Why'd you stay on hold for so long?
He said, don't hang up. The guys will talk to you. So I was sitting here working.
Oh.
You were on hold
once the game's over, it's
45 minutes.
That's hilarious. So there was I was telling my Jeremy here that there was a game we did many years ago where we put somebody on hold at 6 o'clock, and they had to stay on hold the entire show. We would just randomly check back in, and if they weren't there, they were out. But if they were there and they stayed through the entire show on hold, they got a prize.
That's a fun game.
You could have done that yesterday.
Well, I was the guinea pig.
Just sitting there doing your paperwork on hold. Thinking about small businesses.
Well, I'm glad you got on the air today.
Me too.
What's your part in the parade?
I'm going to be on a float. We have a float decorated. Gonna be
for the insurance company, probably, right?
Nope. For
the city council thing. That's right.
Yeah.
Cool.
What does it say?
Vote for Jeremy on the side.
But it's got to say something else.
Well, the boots is a cowboy kind of thing theme this year, so we're all going to be dressed up in cowboy boots, and we'll be handing out flyers and just meeting people, and it's going to be decorated in, like, the American flag theme.
Sounds hot.
Mm-hmm. You ever held any political office before, Jeremy?
Nope, this will be the first one.
You got this.
How old are you?
37.
Perfect. Oh, listen, good luck. When's the election?
November.
Yeah, okay, so it's the November elections. All right, well, you got to make sure you get back with us and tell us whether you won or not.
Yeah,
okay?
We want to know.
We'll do it. We'll follow up.
I don't think we're ever going to get
so
him again.
You're chill, dude.
All right. Let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
10 seconds, Councilman Jeremy. We need five things that you... Tomorrow, is it tomorrow that's National Mustard Day?
It is.
Tomorrow's National Mustard Day. In 10 seconds, we need five things that you could put mustard on.
Oh, yeah.
Five things you put mustard on.
Come on.
Ready, and go.
Corn dog, cheeseburger, french fries, pickles, chicken.
Pickles?
Yep, mustard pickles.
Mustard? I've never had
a
mustard pickle. Really?
Mm-hmm. Why? No hot dog.
Why
and no
is
hamburger,
that a thing?
But he did get a cheeseburger.
Or like a roast, a pot roast. Put a little mustard on there.
Yeah, and I've had chicken that's made with a mustard sauce. So I'm going to give it to him. What do you think?
Yeah, let's give it to him.
You're a winner!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
You know, hopefully this is a sign of things to come in November, right?
Yes, sir. It would be awesome.
Yeah, this we're sending good vibes your way, man.
Now, listen.
It, Jeremy and Dom.
Listen, I'm going to put you on hold, but you will not be on hold as long as you were yesterday. Mm-mm. Josh is going to come right back. He's going to tell you about your prize that you may or may not get, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, don't go away. Hold on.
Good guy.
We might know another politician.
I like if the he gets sound elected. Of Councilman Jeremy. Maybe I should do something.
I've told you before you should run for something. You won't something. Listen to me.
I might. That's got a good ring to it.
I love the way this wrapped up the week of Rattle Offs. Yes.